This is JIS News. Coming up, 700 more police officers on the streets for Christmas. Roadhouse to White House Road repairs to begin this month, and Youth Ministry taking steps to reunite wards removed from Sunshine Child Care Facility. The news in detail after this message.
Mr. Nepper, you come to check the air monitor?
Yes, man. This is an industrial zone. We have to monitor the air quality.
Sometimes what is released affects us bad, including what is let out in the sea.
Listen, when you see heavy smoke or dusting, smell any unusual odor in the community, call Nepper. 754-7540. Let's work together for a cleaner environment.
A message from the National Environment and Planning Agency and the Pan American Health Organization.
Now the news. An additional 700 police officers are to be deployed to various locations across the island as the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, seeks to increase public safety during the Yuletide season. Senior Superintendent of Police in charge of the Traffic Division, Calvin Allen, says the officers will be drawn from desk positions as well as the National Police College of Jamaica. In the meantime, SSP Allen says 200 portable breathalyzers have been distributed to police stations island-wide to ensure the safety of motorists and commuters on the nation's roads.
And whilst this is the portable instrument, the Intoxilizer 8000, which is that machine at the station that provides a deeper reading and generates a document for evidential purpose, we have one in every parish across the island. And so this equipment is being used and will continue to be used for the Yuletide season.
SSP Allen was speaking at a press briefing Thursday at the Police Commissioner's office in Kingston. A contract valued at approximately $48 million has been awarded to Microsurfacing Limited to carry out rehabilitation work on the Roadhouse to White House Road in St. Catherine. The 7-kilometer roadway serves the communities of Pleasant Farm, Natty Farm, White House, and McGraw. It is also used in transporting bauxite from Windalco.
It is in need of urgent repairs and poses a danger to both motorists and pedestrians. Funding for this project will come from the Road Maintenance Fund.
Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing Wednesday. Work will begin this month and will last for 4 months. The 34 wards removed from the Sunshine Child Care Facility in St. Catherine may be reunited in time for Christmas. The announcement was made by Youth Minister Lisa Hanna during a Jamaica House press briefing Wednesday.
I felt compelled to call in Miss Vivlyn Morgan, who was the manager of the home, and apologize to her for the behavior of a few of the officers in the CDA, and committed to her that we would seek to have the CDA finalize her licensing agreement so that the children who were in her care could, if at all possible, return to her in time for her Christmas celebrations, which they're accustomed to.
Minister Hanna says the new facility will be assessed to determine its suitability for the wards. The children were removed from the St. Catherine facility by staff of the Child Development Agency, CDA, after the manager received an eviction notice earlier this year. Disciplinary measures were recommended by the Office of the Children's Advocate against the CDA officials for their mishandling of the situation. Minister Hanna accepted the recommendations of the Children's Advocate and convened a task force to investigate the matter further. And the Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, is set to stage the first in a series of lectures on medical tourism in Jamaica. Dubbed hashtag DoBizJA Medical Tourism Lecture Series, the sessions aim to increase the number of local investors in the sector while highlighting the opportunities available for local medical practitioners for this untapped market. The event will be held at the Caribbean School of Medical Sciences, Jamaica, in Kingston on Wednesday, December 16, starting at 4 p.m. President of JAMPRO, Diane Edwards, says the health and wellness tourism sector is a multi-million dollar industry globally, and the lecture series will provide an opportunity for practitioners to gain further insight on low-hanging fruit for Jamaica and the region. While the lecture series will act as a public education forum for interest groups, JAMPRO is also actively seeking investments for the sector and is prepared to advise the practical first steps for startup facilities. The hashtag DoBizJA Medical Tourism Lecture Series is being presented in collaboration with the Jamaica Coalition of Services Industry and the National Commercial Bank. To register for this forum or to learn more about medical tourism in Jamaica, email mmarius@jamprocorp.com. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.